If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. All right, get ready for this one. 10 things ancient people did that would be totally weird today. You know, as technologies and new research methods develop, we're learning more and more about ancient people and their customs. However, the more we learn about their lives, the more this knowledge shocks us, because some of the things our ancient predecessors did seem too bizarre for even the most open-minded person today. What did they use animal droppings for? What did doctors use to test for pregnancy? Counting down, number 10. Women use lead and sulfur to dye their hair. Believe it or not, people have been changing the color of their hair since ancient times. But an inadequate understanding of chemistry and the use of the wrong substances sometimes cost them dearly. Uh-oh. Ancient people used to use plant materials to dye their hair, but the effect didn't last long. And as you know, there were much more important things to do than care about your hair color. That's why the Greeks and the Romans used a permanent hair dye that consisted of several toxic chemicals, including sulfur. In the 1700s, the Italians chose to soak their hair in corrosive solutions of lye to achieve luscious golden locks. Many European ladies used saffron and sulfur powder to change their hair color. The Afghans believed that dyeing their hair different colors could cure a headache. What they probably didn't know is that they were risking becoming bald. How would they cure headaches if they had no hair to dye? Well, that makes sense. Number 9. Glass balls and ground rubber were used as breast implants. Since ancient times, women have used different means to look more feminine and beautiful. Apparently, even back then, women worried about their breast size. Some women put topical treatments or homemade creams on their bosoms to make them bigger. Others massage coconut oil into their skin. But these methods aren't all that radical. The first breast reconstructive surgery wasn't performed until 1895 by Dr. Vincent Cerny. He needed to cut a tumor out of his patient's breast and tried to make them look even after the removal. Since then, doctors have used different materials over time to enlarge women's chests: ivory, glass balls, ground rubber, and some other crazy stuff. You know what they say? Beauty is pain. And experimentation, apparently. Number 8. Animal droppings were used for medical purposes. Yes, it's gross, but it actually did happen. Ancient people used animal feces for preventative treatments and to even cure different diseases. For example, women in ancient Greece believed that crocodile dung could be used as a powerful contraceptive and inserted it into their vagina. We're sure it did a great job in preventing pregnancy, since it repelled all the men around. But watch out for Wally Gator. In ancient Egypt, warriors applied animal excrement to their wounds. Sheep droppings were used in Scottish folk medicine for treating smallpox. And fresh pig dung served to stop a nosebleed. Yeah, let's all try this, shall we? This all just sounds like a big, well-thought-out prank. Simple advice: do not try any of these at home. Yeah, as if you have some pig poo lying around. And if it's lying around, clean it up! Number 7. Doctors drilled holes in people's heads to release evil spirits. Holy headache, Batman! Doctors have always been fascinated with the human body and tried different methods to cure illnesses. Drilling holes, or trepanation, was one of them, and doctors used to believe that it could remedy such ailments as seizures, headaches, and infections. Now, you're probably wondering, how can drilling into someone's skull help with headaches? Well, they thought that disease was caused by an evil spirit trapped inside a person's head. So they drilled holes to let the spirit out. Nice thinking. Or maybe it was just a cover-up for their research. Luckily, this practice was almost completely abandoned by the end of the Middle Ages. Archaeologists found that some patients even managed to survive such treatment. The lucky ones, obviously. Number 6. Women were hired to cry at funerals. In ancient Rome, many families hired special women to weep at funerals in order to impress the crowd. They usually followed the procession, and to make their grief believable, the women would scratch at their cheeks to draw blood and rip out their hair. Today, these women are called publicists. Thankfully, this ancient tradition was later considered too extreme and unnecessary, as if a funeral isn't sad enough. Number 5. Fathers could legally kill their daughters' lovers. Fathers had a very strong influence on the entire family, and especially on their unmarried daughters. In fact, they had the right to choose a good husband for them. The rules were extraordinarily strict, as a young woman had no right to have an intimate affair with anyone before marriage. You've probably seen a lot of comedies about a family where the father hates his daughter's boyfriend. It's great that we live in the 21st century, because in ancient Rome, a father had the legal right to kill his daughter's lover, and even her, if he caught them committing adultery. Okay. Number 4. In ancient Rome, fathers could sell their sons into slavery. So bear with me for a moment, we're going to continue to beat up on nasty fathers for a bit. Yeah, you heard that right. The father was the head of the family and possessed absolute power over his wife and children. So they also had the right to decide whether or not to keep newborn babies in the family. If they chose not to, they could sell their sons into slavery. If the person who bought the slave didn't need him anymore, the sons could go back to their parents' home. If a father sold his son 3 times and the son was returned every time, he was considered a bad father. Finally. This is another reason why we're happy to live today. Give this video a like if you agree. Number 3. Doctors use garlic to test for pregnancy. The lack of detailed medical knowledge of anatomy didn't allow doctors to say for sure why some women could get pregnant while others couldn't. Because of this, they tried different natural ways to test for pregnancy. In 1350 BC, women were advised to urinate on a wheat seed, and if the seed sprouted, she was pregnant. Of course. Another pre-modern way to perform a pregnancy test involved placing a garlic clove or an onion in the vagina. The following morning, a doctor would proclaim a woman pregnant if he could smell the garlic or onion on her breath. Of course, this is where the current expression comes from. Does this pass the smell test? So, if the wheat seed test remotely resembles the pregnancy test we have today, we can't imagine how the garlic test could help. Number 2. Ancient Egyptians shaved off their eyebrows to mourn their cats. You probably heard that in ancient Egypt, people worshiped cats as their favorite animals and believed that cats brought good luck to the families they lived with. Cats were sacred, and anyone who harmed them was sentenced to death. Hey man, meow! You're petting me a little rough there. Alright, hold on. Guards, take him out for a long walk on a short pier. You don't mess with kitty. Well, ancient Egyptian families mourned the death of the family cat by shaving off their eyebrows. The cat's body was embalmed and adorned with a wooden carved mask. Then the tiny cat mummy was placed in a family tomb or in a cat cemetery. Do you think these cute animals deserve such an elaborate ritual? Not if you're a dog owner. Tell us what you think in the comment section below. And number 1. There were public bathrooms in ancient Rome. People in ancient Rome used all possible means to take care of their personal hygiene. They regularly visited public baths and toilets and used cleansers and body sponges. Yes, it does sound a little weird, but only very wealthy people could afford to have a private bathroom or a toilet in their house. The other 95% of the population had to use public lavatories that were made out of long rows of massive stone or wood with a hole cut in it every few feet. Nice place to make small talk, don't you think? Hey, what was the score at the Coliseum last night? Oh, that was Lions 2, Christians nothing. Oh, thanks. The constant running water from the baths flushed the waste to a sewage system. It sounds pretty innovative for their times. Just the whole lack of privacy thing is a little unnerving.